Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, mid-60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, upper 60s. Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures at 92 degrees. Right now, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A freshman Kansas congressman who had listed a UPS postal box as his residence on a voter registration form has been charged with three felony crimes, including unlawful voting. Republican Representative Steve Watkins is accused of voting illegally in advance in the 2019 local city and school board election, voting when not qualified, and interfering with law enforcement by providing false information. The felony charges were filed yesterday in state district court in Shawnee County, which includes Watkins' hometown of Topeka. District Attorney Mike Kagay also charged Watkins with a misdemeanor charge of failing to notify the state of an address change. Watkins called the charges hyper-political. Boyd Gaming, based out of Las Vegas, confirmed yesterday they're laying off thousands of people nationwide. KSN-TV reports the Kansas Star confirmed yesterday it's moving forward with permanent layoffs. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Officials in the Wichita area worrying that a continued resurgence of coronavirus cases will force hospitals in Kansas' largest city to scramble for new intensive care unit beds to treat the seriously sick. County Manager Tom Stoltz told the Sedgwick County Commission yesterday that if current hospitalization trends and the use of ICU beds for coronavirus patients continue into next week, it's likely the situation will be deemed critical. The County Health Department reported that 8 of the 35 ICU beds available for coronavirus patients were open as of Monday. Our state surpassed 20,000 reported coronavirus cases as of Monday, and its health department reported 288 deaths. Boeing Corporation reported that it only sold one plane last month, a cargo jet bought by FedEx. The company said customers were canceling orders for 60 of the grounded 737 MAX jets. With coronavirus, airlines aren't interested in buying new planes at this time. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska health statistics show more than 400 people have been diagnosed with coronavirus so far this week. The state's online virus tracker shows 174 cases were reported Sunday, another 227 reported Monday, bringing the state total to nearly 20,400. Of that total, more than 1,600 have recovered. The total number of deaths attributed to COVID-19 in Nebraska reached 288 by the end of Monday. The Nebraska Supreme Court has rejected a petition to grant all 2020 law graduates a license to practice law without taking the bar exam. The Omaha World Herald reports that petition, filed Friday, sought the change in light of the risk posed by law graduates congregating in one place to take the bar exam. Last Saturday, the state's highest court ruled against the move, saying the administration of justice does not stop in a public health emergency. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a resolution that will pay off $3.345 million in swimming pool bonds in advance of maturity, which will save the city considerable interest costs. After a proposal to reissue the bonds at a lower interest rate, council consensus was that adequate funding in the sales tax fund and expected future sales tax proceeds would be sufficient to accommodate the early payoff. Originally, $4.28 million in bonds were issued in 2013 to fund construction of a new city pool. Council heard an update on the traveling Vietnam War Memorial Wall that is to visit Marysville in September. Plans are to continue the exhibit, which will be displayed at Feldhausen Field and open to the public September 17th through the 20th. Approval was given for buyback of a backhoe with $50,000 funding from Municipal Equipment Reserve and the balance of $39,000 split between the Water and Sewer Department budgets. Approval was given for low bids for soil sampling at the new fire station site and two sites under consideration for wastewater lagoon improvements. City crews continue curbside pickup of limbs downed by high winds last week. They're crossing town west-east and then will work north-south. The project could take several weeks. Over 300 trucks used the brush dump site last Thursday alone. The city administrator updated financials, noting a $135,000 increase in the general fund year-over-year. Latest sales tax proceeds locally were up year-over-year, despite a 12% decline statewide during the same period. Mayor Jason Barnes shared a letter that he had drafted expressing concern with a recent council decision that would have allowed private development of streets in the Hartley Ridge subdivision in North Marysville. At their last meeting, the matter was referred back to the Planning and Zoning Committee with the suggestion the area could be replatted accordingly. Barnes observed that recent councils have struggled with previous development efforts that fell short in providing adequate planning for infrastructure, including roads. He felt the option of allowing a private street could deter development and would likely leave residents confused as to maintenance assessments and other responsibilities. The city attorney and League of Municipalities had been consulted and discouraged such an effort. He went on that the previous decision was not in the best interest of the city and the time remains to correct potential problems and meet the terms of the original agreement. Slow development with just two houses built in the 15-lot property so far have led to multiple extensions as to completion of the street surface. A line of credit with the developer ensures the city that funds are available for the project, but that would not be carried forward if the street were designated as private. Representatives with the developer Inline Construction had addressed the matter at the last council meeting, asking consideration of an alternate surface than concrete or blacktop, suggesting a milled surface. They seemed surprised with the city council's suggestion at that meeting that a private street was an option, as that was not their request. A unanimous vote Monday reversed city council's earlier action. Advance voting for the August 4th primary election is now underway in Kansas. Voting in person at county clerk's office or by mail-in ballot. Requests for ballots may be made through county clerk's offices or online at ksvotes.org. An injury accident was reported in Washington County June 30th. Wyatt Davison of Washington lost control in the 1300 block of King Road. His vehicle flipped and the driver was ejected. Davison was transported to the Washington County Hospital by private vehicle. A charge of failure to report an injury accident is being sent to the county attorney. Ray Gaube Dittmers, age 94 of Washington, passed away May 4th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ray Dittmers. Virginia R. McCall, age 91, of Washington, passed away July 6th. Graveside service is planned August 1st at 1:30 at the Kingsley, Iowa City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Virginia McCall. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, green beans, a roll, and apricots. Tomorrow, tater tot casserole, a muffin, beets, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this cold front across the east central parts of the Midwest extending into the central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms ongoing across the area. We'll continue to see showers and thunderstorm chances across the central and east central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. It looks like for tomorrow, the system will be off to our east. We're going to see dry weather, maybe a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Friday, but otherwise it looks like we're going to see dry weather as we head into the start of the week. Temperature is not bad, but we are going to see a warm up back into the 90s as we head starting Friday. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, upper 70s, around 80. Tonight becoming partly cloudy in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, highs in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thunderstorms rumbled across the region overnight. Early this morning, we received an inch 30 here at the studios in Marysville. Average high temperature mid-July, 90. Recent record high, 98 in 2012. The average low, 66, and a record low of 52 set in 2014. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Again, inch 30 overnight here at the studios in Marysville. A mild 65 with light rain, calm winds this morning. Broad area of showers, embedded thunderstorms extending from southeast Nebraska to northeast Kansas, points up into Iowa and then Missouri. That looping from Omaha, east of a line from Omaha to Lincoln down to north of Salina. Anything north of I-70 in Kansas, south of I-80 in Nebraska, seeing some scattered showers or thunderstorms this morning. Likely continue to track to the north, northeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 15th of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Visit Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore for the biggest savings of the year. Diane is running her famous Dot Sale for the National Bridal Sale event through the 25th. Find bridal gowns for 50, 60, 70% off and even more. That's not all. Spring and summer Alfred Dunner is 50% off. Book your required appointment at DianeStressesETC.com or call the shop in Wymore.
A massive NFL deal and an NBA star's blank statement. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Pro Bowl defensive end Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns are close to finalizing a massive five-year extension worth about $125 million, which would make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. ESPN's Lewis Riddick.
This is a guy who has 30 and a half sacks in the last 37 games, 32 tackles for a loss, and plays a premium position. So there's no question that right now, along with Andrew Berry, the general manager, the Cleveland Browns are trying to build a solid foundation at the critical, critical positions.
Free agent outfielder Yasiel Puig is making Atlanta his new home. The one-time All-Star is signing a deal with the Braves after outfielder Nick Markakis decided to opt out of the 2020 baseball season. The city of Philadelphia announced that fans will not be allowed to attend Eagles or Phillies games in 2020, citing health and safety reasons amidst the coronavirus pandemic. This is ABC Sports. As the NBA inches closer to its season restart on July 30th, many players will be wearing league-approved social justice statements on their jerseys. But on Tuesday, Miami Heat All-Star Jimmy Butler said he wants no name on his back.
I love and respect all the messages that the league did choose. But for me, I felt like with no message, with no name, it's going back to like who I was. And if I wasn't who I was today, I'm no different than anybody else of color. And I want that to be my message.
This week, Tiger Woods is set to make his first PGA Tour appearance since the pandemic shutdown. Ahead of the memorial, Woods told reporters how he feels about not playing in front of fans.
It's certainly a different world, a different environment that we're in. To play, you know, practice rounds like this, and to watch as the tour has evolved and has started back, and to see no fans, it's just it's a very different world out here.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Hello, and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, let's take a recap of how things finished up for your Tuesday ag commodity markets. And things at the closing bell saw a mostly mixed day through the grains, oil seeds. It was a lower day for the livestock and mixed in the energy markets. We'll start with the livestock as August live cattle trended downwards, finishing 85 cents in the red, back down to $98.80. October down $1.10 to $103.10. Feeder cattle also mostly lower. August feeders down 32 cents to 136.72. September to 137.47. That was down 60 cents. July lean hogs did finish up 12 cents to 46.80, but losses from there on, with August down $1.35, back down to 49.92. Mixed to slightly lower in the grain. September corn finishing down 2 3/4 to 3.26 a bushel, and December down the same mark to 3.33 3/4. Chicago and spring wheat saw slight gains, but Kansas City wheat in the red, with September Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4 to 4.42 1/4, December to 4.54 1/4, that was down 6.5. Soybeans did see a bit of green yesterday, with July beans finishing up 5 3/4 to 8.82 1/4, August at 8.78 a bushel, that was up 4 cents. Soybean meal also higher, with July soy meal up 60 to 2.83.70, and the oil finishing up 38 points at 28.46. Cotton did finish a triple digit drop, as October cotton finishes 106 in the red to 62.69. Energy markets were a mixed day, but crude oil finished up a dime to $40.23 a barrel. Unleaded gas was a bit lower yesterday. Heating oil and natural gas were both fractionally lower as well. August gold finished down $1 an ounce to $18.13.40. Silver also gave up Monday's gains, down 25 cents to $19.46 an ounce. And finally, the dollar index down 25 points to 96.16. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Combines are rolling. Remember that your top yields on wheat start with quality seed. Whether you're selecting from OGI, Syngenta AgriPro, KWA, Lima Cereals, give Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
Your home for quality seeds is Kaufman Seeds. Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Online at kaufmanseed.com or give them a call at 1-800-634-2836.
Kansas wheat growers are reporting excellent yield results with AgriPro brand variety SY Rugged. The variety was a standout at harvest in 2020, demonstrating good tolerance to both leaf and stripe rust. SY Rugged is known for excellent drought tolerance, high yields across environments, and top test weights. Farmers looking for a wheat variety with high yield potential that stands up to drought and disease should be planting SY Rugged. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate. A list of AgriPro associates is available online at agriprowheat.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Reports say China made the biggest purchase of U.S. corn in history yesterday. This is the second massive deal that China has made for corn in less than a week. The Asian nation made the buy in an attempt to meet its commitments in the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S., even as tensions rise between D.C. and China. USDA says private exporters report that China bought 1.76 million tons of corn for shipment during the 2020-21 marketing year that starts September 1st. The sale passed the previous record of a one-day corn sale to China that totaled 1.45 million tons in December of 1994. This deal followed a sale of 1.365 million tons to China on July 10th. That deal was spread out over two marketing years. Last week, China increased corn and soybean import forecasts for the current season as the country expects to step up its ag purchases from the U.S. China also booked deals to buy 129,000 tons of soybeans in the 2021 marketing year. Beijing agrees to buy $80 billion worth of U.S. ag products over the next 2 years in that phase one trade deal between the two countries. And the American Dairy Coalition recently fired off a letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar regarding whole milk. The coalition represents dairy farmers and told both department heads they're unhappy about the possibility the report of Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee will recommend continuing a ban on whole milk in schools. The coalition has asked Perdue and Azar to intervene on the question. In the letter, the Dairy Coalition says despite an abundance of science that demonstrates that full-fat dairy products reduce chronic disease in children and adults and promotes learning children's learning ability, the Dietary Guidance of America continues to set caps on saturated fats, effectively banning whole milk from daycare and school nutrition programs. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Once again today, questions and answers for our yard and garden expert, Jim Fazell, after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Today's question for Jim Fazell, our gardening guru, is from a woman named Carol who is having problems with keeping her hedge alive.
Well, yes. She sent me a message that indicated she had two kinds of vines taking over a new Hicks hedge. Hicks yews are very expensive. You don't want to lose them. And sometimes when you get these vines too vigorous and too much, it's impossible to get rid of them. So the thing to do is get rid of your hedge. You don't want to do that. The one that has heart-shaped leaves and white flowers on it, this is the first one she mentioned, is bindweed. Now, bindweed is a tenacious perennial weed that will grow on practically anything vertical. It's very difficult to kill. It makes tremendous root systems under the ground. Some people say the roots will get down 10 feet. I wouldn't be surprised about that. The other one has purple flowers with red centers in them and has yellow centers in them and red berries. Now, you can get rid of both of these by using our good old friend glyphosate. Roundup, not the new one that's used for lawns, but glyphosate. Now, you don't want to put glyphosate on these plants themselves, but the process is this. You pull the vine out and get as much of it out of the hedge as you can. Lay it down on some place that could even be out on the lawn because these materials won't hurt grass. And you use the herbicide on a cotton glove over a rubber glove on your hand. So you soak the glove, and you just wipe this vine so that you get plenty of this material on it. Whether you're using Roundup, you can also use triclopyr, Turflon, quinchlorac. There are a whole bunch of them. These are herbicides that are normally used to kill pretty tough perennial weeds and trees. You can get them at the garden center. But the important thing to do is to get the vine out away from the shrub that you have it on so you can apply these materials without damaging your shrubs and still kill the vines. It may take more than one treatment because many of these things, the bindweed in particular, will try to grow again. And if it does that, treat it again. Two or three treatments and you should pretty well be done with it. Unfortunately, these things make seeds. If you see seedlings coming up underneath your shrubs, pull them out immediately before they begin to get a big root system and get more and more difficult to kill.
If you've got a question for Jim Fazell about your yard or garden, you can send it to me, Steve Alexander at WGNradio.com. Back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Light rain continues, 65 degrees. We've seen an inch 30 here at the studios since it all began early this morning. Likely showers will continue the next hour or two, at least. Activity tracking out of the region, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed with defensive tackle Chris Jones for a four-year, $85 million contract extension that includes $60 million in guarantees, that from a person familiar with the deal. The person speaking on the condition of anonymity to the Associated Press said, "The Chiefs and representatives for Jones have been working on a contract extension ever since last year when they remained far apart on terms and the Pro Bowl selection skipped the entirety of the offseason program. Jones was back in time for training camp and helped the Chiefs win their first Super Bowl in 50 years this past February. Left-hander Danny Duffy will start for the Kansas City Royals when they open the season against the Cleveland Indians next week. The 31-year-old Duffy will make his third start on an opening day, although this one is far different than all the others. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
By now, you've had successes, failures, and probably a few surprises in the garden. They're all covered in our collection of favorite garden quips. Those are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you, too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 15th, the 197th day of the year. Singer Linda Ronstadt has a birthday, and the social messaging site Twitter was launched on this day in 2006. Gardens have a way of humbling even the most experienced gardener. That's the theme that runs through our collection of garden quips. One goes, the biggest mistake you can make as a gardener is to think you're in charge. Another says gardens require a lot of moisture, mostly in the form of perspiration. This bit of wisdom puts failures in perspective. A garden is always a series of losses set against a few triumphs. And when your careful plans go awry, you can relate to the man who said anyone who wants to rule the world should try to rule a garden first. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
To the end of a kiss, she's a beautiful mess.
You're the kind you love to love, but what happens next? I got a feeling when the sun comes up, I'm gonna wish I had a storm warning. I'm gonna wish I had a sign. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, little more time. Or some kind of radar system locked in on love. I got a feeling by the time the night finds the morning, I'm gonna wish I had a storm. Running your wheel somewhere between going and gone. You get so lost that you can't turn it off. You give in and you just turn it on. She's a hot bone of red, red lips like a flame. She's a girl from your favorite song. What a beautiful mess. One part angel, one part perfect, one part brick. I'm gonna wish I had a little heads up, little leeway, a little more time. Some kind of radar system locked in on love.